think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in here at 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. You can always stream current and past shows at huntleyradio.com. Successful actors typically have made an investment in learning their craft. In McHenry County, we have a fantastic theater training ground at McHenry County College, MCC for short. Joining me today is the head of MCC's theater and journalism programs, Jay Geller. We'll be talking about the ways MCC can help actors achieve their dreams by learning the keys to their craft. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you, Ricky Lee. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, you run this amazing theater program at MCC, and so I figured let's talk about that a little bit. Let's let the audience know the kinds of classes you offer and kind of what would be involved in those classes. So I know we have registration coming up. The classes start August 15th, I believe.
Correct.
So yes. Let's talk about what classes you're offering in the theater program for this coming session.
So classes registration is going on right now. It's continuous all the way up to school starting on the 15th. And for theater this semester, we have two. We have our acting class, which is Theater 157, and it's Acting 1. And we learn about the basics of acting, work character work, scene work, no experience necessary. We start from scratch to teach just the basics of what it's like to be an actor and to do basic exercises. So by the end of the semester, everyone is an acting scholar.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little more specifically about that class and no experience necessary. So I'm sure some people come in with some experience, some come in with no experience, and you have to meld those worlds. So you start with a very basic. What would those be?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I like to tell everybody is it's a class that works for anyone, not just if you want to be an actor. If you want to bring to take some risks, if you're going to be a salesperson, if you're going to just want to change, or even if you're looking for those 3 hours that you need to fill up to get your electives done, one is definitely the class for you. I base it in Meisner. Sanford Meisner Studies, and I'm really into the given circumstances of acting, the who, the when, and the where. And I think that regardless of what your experience level, it's a very simple thing for all actors to grasp and get hold of, because once you know who you are, when you are, and where you are, then you can do the what, whatever the script is telling us. And it's something that I think works for anyone, regardless of what their experience level is. Though I will say, I do teach it as if everyone in the class does want to be an actor. Like, we don't say, oh, because you're going to be a lawyer, you don't have to do this. We work as if everybody's going to go on to Broadway after they leave MCC.
You know, when I was taking classes with Second City, we had the same kind of thing. We had people who were really into improv and wanted to, you know, see what they could make of it in a career-wise with it. And we had some business people who just wanted to be more comfortable doing presentations. And everyone benefited from it. So if it's a good class, you'll learn. And I know you, Jay, you teach good classes, so I think it'll be really awesome for incoming students. You also have an introduction to theater class that's separate than that. Let's talk about that for a moment.
This is a different class. It's Theater 151, and we actually have two sections of it this semester, one in person and then one online, which is it's a little different, but it's an exciting opportunity. And the difference between the two classes, first of all, academically or logistically, Theater 151 Intro to Theater is a humanities credit, so it will count towards graduation and towards humanity credits, where unfortunately acting is an elective and does not count towards any requirements, which is why we're always on radio shows and things trying to say, hey, sign up for Acting 157. But Intro to Theater is a general course which we learn about all aspects of theater. Playwriting, theater history, plays, acting, directing, design. But my intro to theater class, and I do this in the in-person class, is much more of a hands-on. There is lecture, but we do everything in that class. So for example, everybody has to write a short play. And then we all do a design project. We all do an acting exercise. And at the end of the semester for the in-person class, I take about four or five of the plays that were written by the students, and our final project is we perform them. That's our final. So we work to produce those plays, whatever, you know, 10-minute plays there were, which becomes a great opportunity, especially for those students who have never done theater before.
Now, the cast for these shows done by the class, do you use class members as the actors? Do you use outside actors? How does that work?
It's all within the class. So the playwright will be an actor and another student will be assigned to direct, because I like that playwright-director dynamic, especially for a new play. So when that person who's never done theater before has written the play and their play has been chosen, they can say, look what that person's doing to my play. Oh, you know, so it becomes very exciting for the students. And it's it shows them how theater is collaborative art. And it starts with just these words on a page, like their idea. And they're writing it down. And then a couple months later, this full-blown production with lights, with sets, with costumes is being done. And even in that small 10-minute version of it, it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. And I think that's the best way for students to appreciate it. And so that's what the live version is. The online version, obviously, the curriculum is the same. Obviously, we can't do a production at the end. I have other exercises that we do online, a lot more discussion posts, talking about different theater productions. I post theater productions of things we've done at MCC in the past, including, for example, August Osage County.
For those listening, I did August Osage County with Jay under Jay's direction. So that's why he's throwing that in there.
And he was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And so they watch some of those. We do a lot more participation and group work in the online section, where obviously we can't sit there in class and do the design or acting and things like that. So it's a different format, but I think it works. And I'm excited. We've never had two sections of Intro to Theater before, and they're both filling and they're both going. So we're very excited about that.
Now, did you do this online version during the pandemic as well?
Yes. And then that's where I formed the class, because I must admit, I am a purist. Whether I'm teaching speech or theater, the online stuff is an interesting format, and I don't think it gives it its full, you know, power that you need. The online acting classes, I will never do again, though they're done, and people will do them, and it's good, and I'm not putting it down. But for me, it was much more difficult with the online acting during the pandemic. But Intro to Theater did work, and we were able to be successful with that, I thought. So that's why we're offering it again. And not everybody can get out now, and there's still some people who have to stay in. So, you know, and this college is accommodating with all different kinds of modes, and we're still doing the scheduled online and the fully online, and then, of course, the in-person, which we're kind of...
Now, you mentioned that your background is in Meisner technique. Can you explain to the audience a little bit, what does that mean? What is Meisner technique?
Well, obviously, in acting, there's so many different processes, so many different ways of teaching acting. And I like Sanford Meisner, who was a theater teacher in New York many, many years ago, and his neighborhood playhouse still exists. I like the idea of, like I said, these teachings are based in like given circumstances where your reactions or your choices are based on what you are doing and who you are. I always give the example. I teach one of the plays in my Intro to Theater class, in my acting class, A View from the Bridge. Mm. And there's a line about one of the characters, Catherine, when her aunt goes, "You're 18 years old. Do you want to be an old maid?" So, you know, back in the 1950s, 18 was an age where some young woman should be thinking about getting married. And I make the point to my students, you know, imagine your father or mother saying, "Hey, you're 18. why aren't you getting married today? So we have to put ourselves in that when. And then again, where are you? Are you in New York? Are you in Tennessee? Are you in England? Are you in a small town? Are you rich? Are you poor? What religion are you? What ethnicity are you? All these different things. And then the what. What are you doing? How are you going to react to that given situation? And obviously, these are just basics. And, you know, it's just a beginning acting class. So, and it's not fully based in Meisner technique with repetition and different ideas like that. But it's a great start. And like I said, it gives everybody a wonderful base to understand character development and working to, you know, embody the character.
You know, I think character development is so overlooked by a lot of actors and directors. And it's so comforting to hear somebody talk about the importance of it and to stress that in your classes as well. So high praise to you, Jay. You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can always stream our current and past episodes at huntleyradio.com. There are also links available at rickyleetravolta.com. My guest today is Jay Geller, the head of the theater department at McHenry County College. For more details on classes and performing opportunities, visit mchenry.edu/blackbox or call 815-455-8746. Now, in addition to the character development that you focus on with the acting class, what else does somebody come out knowing? What do they start off not knowing? What do you teach? What does the graduate of this class come out knowing?
Right. I think they learn a little bit about themselves. And I think that's an important aspect that we start with. So one of the things I do have them do is I have them write a given circumstances paper about them and who they are, where they are, when they are, and the kinds of things that make them the person that they are at this time. And then we kind of do some exercises where I put them in different situations so they have to act like they would. And then we kind of move that using that as an analogy. Now you're going to do this for the character. And so part of my goal is to not only, of course, give them confidence, you know, learning, you know, all the different things. And one of my big mantras is you got to know stuff. You have to know things. You know, one of the things, whether it's speech class or film class, where if we're talking about politics or current events and people say, you know what, that's not really interesting to me. No, you have to learn this. One of my biggest regrets when I was in college is, I don't need to take philosophy. I don't need to take history. I'm an actor. What do I need that stuff for?
Right, right.
All about knowing stuff. You don't want to be that person who doesn't get the joke.
Now, you mentioned the relationship of the playwright and the director in your introduction to theater class. Mm-hmm. That is a fascinating dynamic. Can you give us a little insight into what that seems like in live play with the actor, with the director and the playwright conversing? Because most of the shows I've done, I never met the playwright, you know? So it's a very unique dynamic. And I'd like to hear about that.
It is unique. And I've only done one play, What's All This Then, it was an original play where I worked with the playwright as well. Because like yourself, most of them, they're already published. They're playwrights long gone, all those kinds of things. But it creates an interesting dynamic where, you know, the director will say something or this line doesn't work or this moment's not going. And the playwright will say, no, but this is important. This is what it means. And they have to work it out. And I've had students, I've had groups, you know, they're all in their groups say, you know, we're having trouble with this and we're arguing about it. I'm like, work it out. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, when I was at Northeastern many years ago, back in the 20th century, in the 1990s, I actually had two students come to fisticuffs.
Oh, wow.
over the play because the person was ruining their play. So I've been doing this a long time. And it's they get passionate about it, even those who are not theater people, because it's the work. And you just grow an attachment to it, and it becomes very interesting. But it's kind of neat how they all come together because they all want it to be good.
Yeah. Now, In terms of performance opportunities, you have some things coming up at MCC.
Yes.
Heather's the Musical is going to have auditions August 22nd and 23rd. Can you tell us a little bit about Heather's the Musical?
I am very excited about Heather's the Musical. If you know the film Heather's from the 1980s, it's based, of course, on that, taking place at high school. It's a satire. It has very serious subject matter, but it's a satire about high school life and the trials and tribulations. Of course, there is murder and there is anger, and there's all these things in this play. I have been shocked at the response. We actually are all filled up for auditions right now. We're thinking of opening up more spots, but right now we are filled up. But keep looking at the website. We're going to try to fill more in there. I'm amazed at just the popularity of the play and how the response has been great. And we haven't done a musical for 3 years, since Spring Awakening. So I'm excited about that. We have a new crew. We have a lot of new people working with us on the artistic staff. I'm excited about that. And I can't wait for auditions, which will be in about a month. So we're off to get started.
Now, the play is based on the movie, which mm-hmm. deals with some high school murders.
Yes.
How you say that the community is very interested in this property, in this piece. Do you compare the interest to anything that you've done in the past?
This is the most. I mean, we've never had as many people signing up for auditions as we do for this show.
Wow. And
The musicals obviously are always the ones that have the most people audition, you know, for us. Obviously, we have a lot of students, but we also have a lot of people. And we're a community college, so we serve all members of the community as well. And they're all welcome to audition and be included. But it's never been like this. It's pretty unique. We had a good turnout for Grease and Spring Awakening and Anything Goes and Cabaret and all those musicals that we have done. But this by far has been the most popular.
Now, I have not heard the music to Heather's the Musical. Can you tie it into something? What's it like?
Oh, it's fun. It's rock and roll. It's upbeat. Even the ballads are upbeat. I really like it. There's some good originality in it. And that's what attracted me to it. You know, I like plays that are edgy. I like plays that have a good social message. And that doesn't mean, you know, again, we've done Grease. We've done Almost Maine, you know. But I like plays that have something that when people walk out of there, they like to talk about. And I think Heather's is going to be one of those plays. But the music drives it. And the music is also part of the plot. So we learn a lot about the characters through what they're singing and what they're going through and what they're feeling.
Now, I know some properties, movies that are turned into stage productions, sometimes they're very faithful to the movie and sometimes they take a lot of liberties, and then there's the places in between. If people who are in love with the movie, are they going to love the stage show?
I think so. Obviously, there's some plot points that are different, but the overall story is pretty much the same. You know, Veronica joins the Heathers and becomes popular, meets JD, and, you know, they plot together, and Heather Chandler gets drinks to Drano, you know, and then there's the explosion. You know, everything happens at the end without giving it away, happens at the end. So it's still pretty much the same storyline. But I think the play has, if you will, adapted more. So obviously things in the 80s are a little dated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they brought it into the 21st century, where it does treat subject matter, adult subject matter, with more respect and, I think, more courtesy, if you will. I can't think of the right word, but they do a much better job than the movie does.
Now, you mentioned that the current audition slots of August 23rd and August 22nd and 23rd are both full. You might open up other slots.
Right.
If that was to be the case, where would people find out about that?
Keep checking on Facebook, our Black Box Theater page, and on www.mchenry.edu/blackbox.
Now, the performances for Heather's, they're October 27th through November 13th.
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. And you don't have to be a student to audition for the shows, right?
You do not.
Okay, excellent. Now, also coming up in the spring is going to be Romeo and Juliet, but it's going to be a unique interpretation. Can you give us a hint about that?
Sure. We are going to switch all the genders.
Oh, wow.
So Juliet will be Romeo, and Romeo will be Juliet, Tybalt, Mercutio, all will be women. So we're going to kind of switch it around and have the play be more of an empowerment of, hopefully, of women. And that's the idea. I mean, I'd be lying if I had it all worked out. We are still, we just had talked about it today, actually. But we are still working that out. But that's going to be the basic concept.
And where did this idea come from?
We were talking about doing another Shakespeare play. We did Twelfth Night in 2012, and it's been a while. And so I thought about Romeo and Juliet, and then I thought, what if we did something a little different?
Yeah.
And it just kind of hit me that why don't we try something like that? And so it kind of excited us. I'm working on this with one of our English instructors, Ted Hazelgrove, who's going to help me adapt.
Excellent.
We're going to adapt it together to work that out. So we are off and running. As soon as I get Heather's going a little bit more, we'll get back to that. But that's coming up, and those auditions will be right at the beginning of school in January. I don't have a specific date, but it'll be right when school starts in January, the third week of January.
Now, the MCC theater program uses a black box theater. What is unique for those who have not seen a play in a black box theater or been in a play in a black box theater? What is unique about it?
It's unique because it can be any kind of space. We have done a proscenium stage in there. We have done theater in the round. We have done thrust. We have done alleyway. We've done everything. Environmental, where it's all over the place. That's the unique thing about a black box theater, is that it can be anything. And we have used it, built sets where it's just one platform, like any for Spring Awakening, to building a house for like August Osage County, where it filled the almost half the theater.
Yeah. So, that was an impressive set, to say the least.
Yes, it was. Now, so we can do anything in a black box.
Excellent. Excellent. And do you direct most of the productions or all of the productions yourself?
Most of them. We do have other directors, but I have produced or acted or done some part of every single production we're in there. I believe after this year, I will have done 50 productions in my time at MCC. So we're really proud of what we've done and the people I've had to work with me and the support I have now from our dean, Dr. Daniela Broderick, and Clinton Gabbard, our president and vice president. We have this community is lucky to have the support that we do for our theater at MCC.
Yeah, MCC really does a great job from top to bottom. Now, you also have the 24-hour theater competition held in May.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We've done that twice now. We did it in 2019, and then, of course, we skipped a few years because nobody was getting together. But we did it last spring, and we have students compete. They are in groups, and they literally have 24 hours to write, rehearse, and perform a new play. And during the course of the evening, we give them different scavenger hunts, if you will, or they have to add a line, they have to add a prop, they have to use music, and we kind of throw it at them. There's a theme, and there are cash prizes for the one. We have judges, and then at the end, and I think, you did it in 2019.
I did, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And so we're going to continue to do that. It's been successful the two times we did it. We had great turnouts for the competition and great turnout for the audience. And it's been fun each time, though I will say staying up 24 hours is getting a little more tough for me than.
Now, do you live stream that as well or just physical audience?
We just a physical audience. We haven't yet. So maybe that's something to think about in the future, but we haven't yet. No.
And then in the summer, you're going to bring in a production open to some professional actors to come in and do something similar to what we did with August Osage County. Are there any titles that you're considering for that?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, Ricky Lee, to be brutally honest with you. But we do not this summer. So it'll probably be summer of 2024 where we have something. But again, www.mchenry.edu/blackbox is the place to check for all that. But yes, we will be doing something, one more summer production before my time is time to go.
And are there any other classes? I know you have the acting one and intro to theater this term. In
sure.
other sessions, do you offer different classes or is always these two?
No. Well, theater-wise, those are the main ones. We also in the spring will offer acting two, which is a continuation of acting one. I also teach intro to film. I also do what we call learning communities, twofers, which are two classes in one. So, for example, and we still have room, this semester I'm teaching intro to film with research writing, and our theme is superheroes.
Ah.
So it's a study of Marvel and DC films, and we use that for our research writing. So we'll explore that. In the spring, I do the same thing with comedy films. So look at the learning communities. We call them twofers. They're great. Two classes in one, 6 hours in one class.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee, your home for all things about the entertainment industry. My guest today has been Jay Geller, who heads up the theater program at McHenry County College. Jay runs an exceptional program that really sets students up to succeed. For more details on theater classes and performance opportunities at MCC, visit mchenry.edu/blackbox or call 815-455-8746. Jay, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I look forward to having you back on in the future. And to all the prospective students out there, Jay is a great teacher, so get in those classes.
Thank you, Ricky Lee. I really appreciate it.